Hello and welcome to Dunking Biscuits, providing etiquette for modern times. My name's Grace and this is Emma, and
Hi.
I didn't pause before my name, but I paused before your name. I kind of forgot. Anyway, and we have a special guest.
My name is Jeff.
Still. How old is that, like, phrase?
Like 2013, 2014 maybe?
Not old enough.
No, and still hilarious.
Classic.
Hi Jeff, how are you?
Very good, very honored to be making my first appearance on Dunking Biscuits podcast.
Our first guest. This is so exciting.
It's weird because obviously he does like the annoying part of the podcast. We do the fun part and then he does like the annoying making sure other people can hear us talk part of it. But yeah.
He's our behind the scenes man.
It's definitely not frustrating at all. It's my absolute pleasure. And the level of payment I receive is substantially high in the form of love.
Exactly. This is a very lucrative podcast we've started.
But we want to bring Jeff on here to say hello, and because he is the behind-the-scenes man, but he also is the third person of this podcast that you never hear about. And probably you hear about, but you don't hear from, sorry.
Yes.
So we just thought it'd be nice for him to say hello and congratulate us on a successful first birthday.
Well, some people say I have the perfect face for a podcast or the perfect voice for a photo shoot. So you take it whichever way, listeners. It's completely up to you.
You've got a face for radio.
Yeah.
Aww. That's
Thank
not very
goodness
bad.
I'm tied down.
There's hope for us all.
Yeah.
Well, hope you enjoy your 1 year celebration of successfully completing a podcast. So congratulations, girls.
Woo,
and
thanks,
I
Jeff.
Will leave you to it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Jeff. I feel like we should have had like some little champagne flutes or something and been like, cheers.
There's still time.
I mean, I've always got a bottle of wine in the fridge, so. How are you? How's your week been? What's your weekly win?
Weekly win, I guess, getting out of the house was pretty exciting. Getting
it was
out
very
of
exciting.
The, you know, around the 24, 25K mark.
Ooh.
I think I was, like, pretty pushing it with the distance I went. But I had a great weekend. I saw my sister and her family. I saw Jeff's family and I saw some friends. So, I mean, tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, nice.
Good weekend.
Yeah.
And yourself?
Yeah, my weekend was good. I was the opposite. I didn't actually drive my car the whole weekend. So I parked it Friday when I got home from work and I got in it this morning to go to work. So I was just like, that never happened to me. That's quite impressive for me. Because once I found out I couldn't leave the city, I was like, fine, then I'm not leaving South Yarra. And I didn't. My win this week, I've had a pretty jam-packed 24 hours. So last night I went to the movies because we can do that. And I saw Cruella. So good.
Really good?
So good. Definitely worth seeing.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it. Not a kids movie.
See, I love Emma Stone. So whatever she does, I'm
yeah.
like, yes.
And Emma Thompson as well. Like,
oh, man,
chef's kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't think it's like a kid's Disney movie. Like maybe like 12 years old and up, but definitely wouldn't be taking the little ones.
No.
And then I just had footy training. So footy training's back. Hopefully footy's back this weekend. And yeah, so it was nice. I got my stitches out yesterday.
I was about to say, how did your leg handle the training?
Like it's fine. Like I can bend it. I put my socks on normally for like the first time on Sunday in that I actually bent my leg to do it instead of like stretching down and like trying to like reach with like straight legs, so that was kind of nice to actually just be like, oh, I just put my sock on normally. What a thing I take for granted every day. So like got the stitches out. The doctor was kind of like, oh, we could maybe leave them in a couple more days, and I was like, this is the second time I've come to get them out, just take them out. Like if my knee rips open, like I don't care. Like just I'm not coming back in 2 days, like just and he took them out. And yeah, like it just felt a little bit weak because I'm just like, I think I'm just aware of the fact that I've heard it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good. It was good to have a kick, a run around with the girls, and yeah, just hopefully we can play a game this weekend.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. We have this weird situation. I'm sure it's the same as any sort of complex. We, so where my office is at school is a stadium. Yeah. And you can't do any like physical activity in that space. Yeah. And
not even with kids.
No.
Oh, wow.
It's a blanket no. So,
yeah.
So we had year seven sport today. So it's, we have 10 classes. It's quite a large year level.
That's huge.
And we had to have 3 classes of netball plus 1 class of badminton outside on the oval with the other 8 classes that are outside, 6 classes that are outside.
Yeah.
So the great thing was the weather was wonderful. It was, it was a really good afternoon. Kids were keen to be running around with their friends and stuff. So even though we couldn't all be, like, people couldn't be inside and it was a bit different, it actually was a great afternoon. So
yeah, nice.
Yeah. I think the light is at the end of the tunnel and, yeah, we'll see how this next
Yeah, I just hope so. Just really hope that we don't have the 25K limit in for the school holidays.
Like, oh, man.
That would be such a killer.
I would be pretty annoyed because that was our negative of this week. We had to cancel our honeymoon and do, like, the proper things where you, like, tell them they're not coming and you're like,
yeah, I don't want to like, not just be like, not mentally cancel it, but, like, physically.
Yeah, financially go through that as well. So
brutal. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it is what it is, but it just sucks. So
yeah.
That's why this weekend we try to do lots of fun things and sort of get out of the house and out of our heads. But, other than that, I'm not upset. I'm just having it's good. I'm holiday countdown, which is still just as good as going on holiday.
8 working days.
Yeah, well, I only have less because we had a short week this week, so I only worked 2 days this week. Woo! So, you got a finger single?
Yeah, sorry, I just got a weird cramp. My finger, then just my middle finger just stood straight up. No, and I've got year 9 camp next week.
Oh.
Out of all the things, camps are not cancelled. Yeah, we're allowed to go.
What?
We're going to Bright, which, like, beautiful up in the mountains, going to be lovely. Mm. I really actually love my year 9 class for the first time in, like, years. Like, so that's why I agreed to go. But then, like, with lockdown and everything, I was like, oh, yeah, surely year 9 camp. We cancelled.
Yeah,
we're going. Get your bags ready. This time next week, I'll be, like, packing and being sad about having to go to camp.
But at least you know that you don't have to do any schoolwork. Like, it's just a good way to finish the week, I guess.
Yeah, and it is a nice way. Like, it has been such an interrupted term, obviously, so it is kind of like a nice little celebration thing to do. So
perfect.
It'll be fun.
This week's episode, we are talking about manners. Now, I do want to highlight the fact that, yes, it's our first birthday or first anniversary, or whatever the right words are here, and etiquette is basically manners. So I do want to, you know, the elephant in the room of what we're talking about. But we're being very specific on manners themselves, or like the top manners that you should have. So I do want to highlight, I get it. Yes, I understand.
I hear you. The etiquette on etiquette.
Yeah, but I think manners is particular. I actually looked up the meaning of manners, and it's kind of weird, but basically, polite or well-bred social behaviour or habits is the correct term. And I was well-bred social behaviour. So it just means that something that people see is the polite or correct way of behaving in social situations. So I have the top 8. There was 10 on this website, but it was about children. So I sort of didn't include something because I thought it was a bit more – like, it was good, but it's really more for children. So I thought we're not a children's podcast. We're full adult. So the first one, which I just was like, it's so simple. It's so obvious. Put others first.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense of holding doors, giving up your seat, offering a hand. So simple manners. Number 2, you won't believe this, Grace. Polite phone protocol.
What?
I know. As soon as I saw it, I was like, weird, it's number 2. Anyway.
Yeah, it should be number 1, obviously.
The bottom line is 100% of your attention to the people that you're physically with. That's it.
Yeah. How hard?
It seems hard. So number 3 is to give thank you notes after people have done some things for you, which we have talked about before.
Yeah.
We're in the process of running our wedding thank you notes. I actually had yours for the weekend, but unfortunately you weren't able to make it to where we're going. But yeah, so simple thing you can do. Yes, it can take some time, but it's nice to say thank you. Yeah. Number four, I thought this was really obvious, but apparently not so much. Open doors for others. Now, I understand that you might think it's more of a chivalry thing where men or males should open doors for others, but yeah, really, you should just open door for other people because it's just nice. And yeah, like, doors are so hard and fickle things. Like, you don't know whether it's a push, it's a pull, is it a heavy door? What's going on there? So it's always nice to have someone open a door for you. You feel special.
I
mean, yeah,
I opened the door for this lady as I was walking to my building tonight. Am I the greatest person? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least top five. So opening doors. Number five. Use thank you and you're welcome routinely in conversation. So these terms should be your top phrases that you say.
They should definitely be like a regular in your vocab.
Yeah. So I like the idea of saying like you're welcome, like say, like acknowledging that someone has done something, or like, you know, I think that's quite nice. Number six, I thought this is going to be a bit controversial because of the times that we're in. Shake hands and make eye contact. Look.
Oh, I don't like that one even pre-COVID. I'm very weird in the fact that I really struggle with eye contact. It's not a, like, even when we're on the video, like, yeah, chatting, like, right now, I'm like, oh, I'm looking at Emma's eyes. I'm going to look away. Like, I definitely, like, look away often because yeah, I just, like, I personally struggle with that. But, like, I get that it is a polite thing. And if it is a serious conversation, like, yeah, I'll try my best to, like, be like, just look at the person. And then I probably won't listen to the conversation because I'll be focusing on, like, am I making enough eye contact? But, like, oh, the shake hands, like, I don't think that's...
I think it's...
Maybe it's in the business world.
It's more of a, for, like, a greeting and meeting. Like, when you meet someone, it's, like, you acknowledging that you've met them as yeah, well. So, I would say now's not the time. But I understand that it is a very formal way of acknowledging another person. So, I think eye contact is one of those things where I personally go through phases. Like, sometimes I really like looking at people in the eyes, and sometimes I just, I don't know, just lose interest in doing it or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I haven't done it in a while. I probably should get more into it. number seven. This one I found obvious, but I probably don't do it, which is bad.
Yeah.
Stand up when an elder enters the room. So elder as in like an elder person in your family. So for example, I don't mean like every time, like say Nan goes gets a cup of coffee and she comes back and you stand back up. But I mean like if you are like if you're sitting on the couch watching TV and your grandparents turn up, you should stand to greet them.
Oh yeah, you get up and give them a hug.
Yeah. So it's just more about like when someone enters the space or your home or wherever, you should stand up to greet whoever that is.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
To elders, but like in general.
Where I went to high school, we used to have to do that. We weren't allowed to wait in the classroom. We had to wait outside of the classroom. And then when we entered, we had to stand behind our chairs until the teacher said, okay, you can sit.
Mm-hmm.
And then if another teacher like walked in, like if the coordinator came into the room or something like that, we'd have to stand up to greet them.
Yeah.
Like we'd have to like just stop whatever we're doing mid-sentence, doesn't matter. Stand up, greet them, and then they say, okay, thank you, you can sit down. It was so
my,
weird.
The kids at my school in year seven, like they start up in year seven, depending on what teacher they have, yeah, they stand behind their chairs before, everyone has to be in the room before they sit down.
Ah.
So it just depends on your teacher and like what, like because on a Monday morning they have assembly and I only have them for like that one period, so it doesn't end up being like 15 minutes and every kid's late. I'm like, oh yeah, they're just at assembly, it's like 10 minutes of class, so on Monday I'm like, you can just sit down, like
yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, so I'll just I think it's quite a good one, the acknowledging. I make yeah
my kids stand at the end of the class, yeah, like stand behind their chairs, but I don't make yeah them stand at the start. They usually beat me to the room anyway.
Yeah. And the last one is, again, we've talked about this, so I acknowledging that, is be polite to people who serve. So this is talking like wait staff, counter staff,
people at the shops, whoever.
Yeah, check out, yeah. Eye contact, acknowledging they're a person. Okay. Not on your phone. So whatever you're doing, you don't need to be on your phone while you're talking to them. And acknowledging that they are there. If they've acknowledged you, you're there. So if they, if you welcome to Coles or whatever they say, and you're just like,
hey.
You kind of acknowledge them, but you could probably do a step further. So those are the main ones that I think we all know, love, appreciate, understand, get. So I put down the worst manners. I don't know if you want to chip in on this list.
Oh, okay. I'm excited for this list.
It's not in any particular order. Okay. You'll notice by the end, you'll see why. So the first one is interrupting someone in conversation.
My dad is the worst at this. Like, it's just been like a running joke now. Like, I was like, I don't think I've ever finished a sentence without him jumping in. And I don't even care that I'm calling him out. Like, Dad, you suck at this. And like, he's aware though. Cause like, it'll take me 20 minutes to tell a story. Not because I'm getting sidetracked. Not because it's a long story.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dad cannot just sit there. And he obviously has never heard of active listening.
Jeff is not very good at this either. He loves to interrupt. Anyway, number two, this is one of my most infuriating things. Not replying or answering rudely. So either you've asked a question, no one's replying, or they reply with like attitude. And I don't know if it's because I'm a teacher and it happens to me on a daily basis, or it's just the fact that I just think it's so rude. So what's your thoughts?
I would rather them not reply than to reply rudely.
Yes.
Like, I don't think, like, if I've sent you a message or whatever, I don't want you to come back at me. But yeah, I think as well, like, both obviously rude, but I think the former happens more. Obviously, have we talked about ghosting?
Yes.
It's a thing.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, but I definitely, I think the rudeness as well, like, is especially, like, very poor manners, very bad taste.
Yeah. The next one, and again, I think it's something that I personally don't, like, I don't like, and I'm definitely working on this, because sometimes if I get frustrated with a person I live with, I do tend to do this, and it's yelling to get your point across, or to just yell to, like, outshine the other person, or get, like, you know, whatever reason, which is weird, because I never yell at work. I'm like,
I think I've yelled twice at work, like, in 5 years, and like, I remember one of them was like a real, like, guttural, like, boy, and then I was just like, oh, I sound like my mother.
Mom, you here?
Mom, bring your mom to work day. I think I'm definitely more of like a, not a yeller. I've never had like a personal fight where yelling has been necessary. I don't think. But yeah, but I think I'm definitely, like, I would like to think I'm more of like a, the voice where you're just like, I'm just so disappointed. Like, can you please just like, oh, like, I'm so, sort like that kind of tone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a better way to be.
I think it says a louder message as well.
Yes. And I especially my year 7 class at the moment, I always say to them, like, I'm not going to yell at you. I'll ask you 3 times and then I'll just stop talking and I'll just sit at the front.
Yeah.
And then however long it takes you to be quiet, that's how long we'll stay in after class. Like, it's just a matter of fact, I'm not upset, you're going to be upset, this is how it's going to be. So I think it just depends on your circumstances, obviously your job and what you need.
The situation,
I'm sure yelling is important in some areas, like
cheering,
coaches yelling to yell out to the field. I don't know. Like, there's things that, you know, things have to be yelled, but there's a time and a place, and most of the time it's not the place. The other, next one is table manners, which we have talked about before. And
okay, one thing I find weird with table manners.
Yes.
And it's one thing I've never understood, is elbows on the table.
I think it's because it shows that you're bored. Because generally, if you have your elbow on the table, you're leaning on it. So, like, you're not showing that you're attentive. You're kind of too relaxed. Yeah, but I think that's my understanding. I could be wrong, but that's my interpretation of why it's rude.
Okay. Because I don't find it rude. I find it comfy.
My mum also finds it really rude. So I don't think I've ever had my elbow on the table longer than 2 seconds without her saying, please take it off.
Yeah, okay.
It's like I'm thinking about doing it. Mum would be like, elbows. And I'm like, what? I'm not even I haven't even put them on there yet. The next two are probably my top tier of worst.
Yeah.
Foul language.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. Yes, if you're explaining a story or you're frustrated, whatever. I just think you need to know your audience before you say certain words.
Yeah.
So if you're around friends and you're having a chin wag or whatever the right word is.
Chin wag.
And it helps emphasize a point.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's there for comedic relief.
Yes.
Sure.
But really, it doesn't need to be anywhere. Like, in general terms, and I don't worry, I'm not an angel. I've definitely sworn in my time. And I definitely swear in different circles with different, words. And, the sugar, honey, iced tea word, I probably say it quite regularly as opposed to the other nasty word.
Yeah.
So it just depends on circumstances, but really, if I'm on a train and I can hear someone swearing quite constantly, I'm a bit like, grow up.
Ugh.
Like, I'm like, you know, like, you're in a public, like, you don't need, like, anyway, like, I'll go forever. and the last one, which we harp on all the time, is phones. I wrote phone, obviously. And just really trying to catch yourself out on it. Trying to educate yourself on being a better person that uses their phone.
Yeah. And, being present. I feel like I agree with most of them. I think the one that I'm the worst at is obviously swearing. I do swear a lot. And I'm very conscious of the fact. And, I do rein it in. I'm pretty good at work. I'm quite relaxed when I'm in my office with people. Or with my Year 12 class, I feel like I'm definitely more relaxed. But, all my other classes, I'll tell kids off if I hear them swearing and things like that. But, I think definitely once I take the teacher hat off, I would say sometimes I'm appalling.
Do you think it's because of, the way you grew up or your friendship circle? Or
Definitely not my friendship circle. They're all a lot better at it than I am. I think it wasn't really policed when we were younger. The only word we couldn't say was the C-bomb, and I will still never say it.
Yeah.
Because that was the one word we couldn't say.
Yeah.
But, it was, we never really got in trouble for swearing. It was just kind of normal in our house.
Yeah.
So I think it was just, because it wasn't really policed from an early age, that it's kind of it's a nasty habit. It's like smoking.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting how, depending on your environment, depends on what kind of different manners you have. But I remember hearing my pop swear for the first time in front of me, and I was a fully grown adult, and it was nothing flash, of a swear word. But I remember being what? What just happened? And he said, you should never swear in front of a lady. And obviously he grew up a different time and place. But, so it was just – he apologized because I'm such a lady he said such foul language in front of me.
I grew up with my mum, but, we couldn't swear at my dad's house with, especially in front of my stepmom. But now it's go ham, go nuts, say whatever you want.
Release your emotions.
Yeah. And saying the first time I heard my grandma swear, I was like, oh my God.
You're okay,
grandma said what? Girl, are you angry? And now it's hilarious and I love listening to my grandma swear. I'm like, say it again.
What'd you say? Just say it again.
Nan, what rhymes with truck?
I think as long as you, it's in,
context
and good nature, I guess.
And sometimes a well-planted F-bomb just makes a story.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so the next part of this particular etiquette with manners is I want to sort of see how one deals with someone who has bad manners. Because when someone has bad manners, I think people get quite protective of, like, their feelings, like, toward, like, they should,
yeah,
like, they know they're upset or they are more likely to be annoyed with someone who has bad manners and voice it. So I thought, why not dive into a little bit of how to deal with someone with bad manners? I only have 4 points, which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. but there are some ideas. They're not perfect, definitely not perfect. But it's just sort of to give you some insight to maybe how you could deal with it. Or if someone does this to you, maybe that's how they're dealing with your bad manners, which is probably a flip way of looking at it. But so how to deal with bad manners. Number one, again, not in any particular order, show empathy and sympathy. Okay, so you need to know why they are being rude. Maybe explain to them you understand or you can see their view. And if they've done that or if you've done that and they can't see how they're still being rude,
yeah,
give up. Just like if you've explained it once, twice.
Wash your hands.
Just like, thanks
for
playing.
Three times the lady. See you later.
The next one, so that's part of the next one. It's call the person out on their behaviour. So this is obviously confrontational and we have got a podcast on that, listen up to it. If someone's being rude or you think they're being rude towards you, if you call it out, they're less likely to be rude about it later on. So for example, before talking about eye contact, so just recently I was on the phone to my mum and I was FaceTime and she actually said, "Em, you're not looking at the camera, you're not looking at the screen." And it's not because I wasn't interested, it's just that like I was just like talking and just being around, but I was actually looking at her, so she didn't think I was concentrating on her.
Yeah, on the conversation.
But then after she said that, I realised that I must be doing that to lots of people. I edited my behaviour to try and fix it. So if they care, they will apologise because people don't like to be called rude. It's a weird thing, but it's just like, no, I'm not a rude person. Like, seeing as such a terrible thing to be. And if they don't, they're not worth your time. So don't worry about that. Seems to be a thing running through you.
Yeah.
Number three, don't give airtime to a rude person. Okay? So meaning if discussing their behaviour to others, chances are nothing you say will change their behaviour and you'll end up gossiping, which is also rude. Now, I have like a weird line with this. So I think it's good to vent to people to make yourself feel like you've had your point heard and maybe it'll make you feel better that someone else has a similar view to you of what's happened to you. I think that's fine, but I think there's a line of like saying things to get other people to be like annoyed of the same person.
Yeah, exactly. Like trying to like kind of like egg them on and like really kind of force their hand. Yeah.
Like I know that Grace and I have had conversations about people and we happen to know each other's person or whatever that they're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's not for me or for Grace to join in and be like, yeah, they're annoying.
Yeah.
It's more like, yeah, I can understand because I know that person and that's a part of their
personality.
Yeah,
and I've
seen, yeah. Yeah. So there's a fine line and it's sometimes hard to tread, so just be mindful of that. And the last one, which is I would say more of a Grace way of dealing with things, and Grace, you can tell me I'm being rude by this, is to avoid the person in general.
And not rude, accurate.
So obviously easier said than done, but sometimes time apart may help them see how their behaviour has affected you.
Yeah.
And the harder part is if you're avoiding someone, we don't mean ghost them. Like, you could just make excuses why you don't want to see them, but you should tell them that you're not going to see them, not be like, not return their phone call.
Oh, yeah, next Tuesday. Something's come up Wednesday, yeah.
And then I would rather someone tell me that I've been inconsiderate or rude or nasty or whatever, so I can help or fix, or if that's a relationship I want to try and mend, rather than just being like,
okay,
and just disappear in the
whatever.
And obviously friendships and everything break down, and you know, some are here to stay, some are here for just certain parts of your life, but I think people deserve to be told what they can do to be a better friend, and that way they can try and do that for you, and it's going to hopefully make a better relationship for them, and also they can sort of try and make themselves into the best version of themselves for you.
Yeah. And I think as well, like, thinking about bad manners, if you're someone who is on the receiving end of consistent bad manners, it can make you feel so low.
Oh, like it, terrible.
Like, it just makes you feel like this person, like, now expects it of you, and they're not even, like, you know, is gracious the right word? They're not gracious in their behavior. They're not grateful. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
They're not grateful for you and, like, what you do and things like that. And I think, like, that can make a person feel really poorly about themselves.
You feel worthless because you're not giving them value. You're not giving, like, they don't see you as someone who is worth the effort or worth the time or worth...
And they just expect it of you. And, like, now it's just like, oh, you're that person for them. Like, that's what you do. And, like, it's if you stop, then you're seen as kind of, like, the rude person because, like, oh, why didn't you do that for me this time? What about this? And so I think, like, it can be really disheartening to be on the receiving end for consistent poor manners or consistent kind of inconsiderate behavior.
I will tell you and those who are listening that since the episode of, which was one of our very first episodes about being late.
Yeah.
And I told about a friend who was constantly late and constantly, I actually had a conversation with her in January this year. So it took me, what's it, six months? And how many years that we've known each other?
Yeah.
And since then, she has been on time or told me that she'll, like, in advance that it won't, like, she'll be late. And it's been so much better. And since then, she has, it's been a much better friendship. So should I have done it 10 years ago? Maybe.
Also, I didn't know you had this conversation with a friend, but I noticed that this person got to your hen's party before me.
Yep.
And to your wedding before me. I was like, I see this. Like, yeah, I see you.
I see the effort.
Yeah.
And it was a hard conversation. And I was probably as blunt as you could possibly be because I didn't there was no sugarcoating because I was like, I can't do this. And
at our age, there shouldn't be sugarcoating.
Well, it's just, and it's not like it's a new friend. It's not like we've only known each other for a few weeks and I have to point something out. It's an ongoing situation. So I can say that, you know, pointing it out is one thing, but, like, to have examples and explain how it makes you feel can assist with them.
Yeah.
And I don't, and it's horrible because I don't want someone to change and I don't want them to be a different person. But it does make me feel more of a value to her life.
Yeah.
And
more, like, yeah, worthy of her time.
Worthy of time, yeah. And so, yeah, so I can tell you that it's been much better. And yes, it was rough to tell, and I did face to face, so again, not easy.
I have a question, was this person late to the conversation?
No, because I went to their house.
Oh, okay.
And I was not late to their house.
Classic.
Yeah. So that's all. I will say, to add to this, they weren't there when I arrived, but
well, I shouldn't laugh at that, but it's funny.
But yeah, it was all good. Yeah. But yeah. So I think in general, there's definitely things that we can do to help those around us be less rude.
Yeah, and I think, like, calling out behaviour, like, once you do get to a certain age, like, it is more, it's less about being, like, you're being a terrible person and I just want to point this out to you. It does come down to some form of preservation and wanting to actually hold on to that friendship or hold on to that relationship and not be like, I'm not doing this to be a nasty person and to make you feel badly about yourself. I'm doing this so you can recognize it and if you want, take the steps to then be like, oh, I do want to mend this friendship or make sure that I am meeting and it's a 50-50.
Yeah. And I wonder if it's one of those things where you have to actually be in a friendship for a certain amount of time to have you that bond. Yeah.
This is not a thing that you can do after, like, meeting someone, like, a year.
But I don't think you can, like, and I think you have to be a little bit older, because I could not imagine, say, if I'd met this person when I was 7 and having that conversation at 17, because it would not go down the same way.
No, and even then, like, 17-year-old, like, that's still so young. Like, you're still so, like, in your formative years.
Yeah, and so I guess pick your time. pick your location. I was at her house, and I had told her that we were going to have a conversation about it before I got there. So
yeah, gave her a heads up.
It was all very planned. So it was not like a surprise bombardment of this. It was just like, we just need to have a chat, just because it's done to affect our relationship. And so it was tough, but definitely worth it.
Tough but worthwhile. Worthwhile.
So to end our, like, first birthday anniversary, I don't know which one. Do you want to do birthday or want to do anniversary? What do you want to do here?
I mean, anniversary sounds a bit too, I reckon birthday. Let's go birthday.
Okay, birthday.
It's more fun.
Yeah, it is more fun. So we basically, we've only missed two weeks, I think it's in total, is that right?
And they've both been because of me.
Look, there's no blame here. It's just two episodes that one was because you're doing an immense amount of study. Okay. Yeah. Let's like applaud that. And the other, what was the other one?
I just got busy and I was just like, oh God, I haven't got a free hour.
I don't have an hour to give.
I'm just really popular.
Guys, I've just got so many friends and things to do. And that's fine. And the thing is, we are human and we...
Things happen.
We can only do as much as we can.
Yeah.
And I think I'm really proud that we have successfully done a year. When I suggested this to Grace, I was basically just... I like the idea of doing a podcast and the fact that we have a conversation, we share ideas, and if you've listened to our 10th episode, we actually go into how we, like, how it
like got into it.
Yeah. But it's actually been really nice because Grace and I have become much better friends.
Yeah. Because, like, I like, no matter what, like, I haven't seen you physically in a while, but I'm like, oh, but every week we'll have a catch up for an hour.
Yeah, and it's just been really nice to do that. And also, like, if you had told me when I'd first met you that in so many years' time that we'd be doing a podcast, I was like, okay, good one.
All right, I have a confession. The first time I saw you, I remember this vividly.
Oh, God.
I walked into the school on, like, the first day and everyone was, like, meeting in the meeting room. And you were sitting there with another teacher and you guys just looked so cool. I was just like, and you're both PE teachers. I was like, great, I'm back in high school. They're the cool, sporty people. Whatever, my life sucks.
That is so funny. Who was the other person?
Jin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're both pretty cool. That makes sense.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, everyone loves them. I'm such a potato. Far out.
That is so hilarious. We were the really cool kids. Yeah. I think it was like a weird, it was like an interesting time because we'd been there for I'd been there for a few years. And so, like, I really knew everybody and how the whole school works. So I was, like, very comfortable. So,
yeah. And I'm sure, like, I look like that now. Maybe not as cool. But, like, I go into work, I've got my friends, I know who I'm sitting with.
Yeah.
And things like that, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I'd been, like, out socializing outside of school with a lot of these people because when I moved to Melbourne for that job, and so I didn't know anybody else, so when I got there I was like, so
who wants to be friends
now, like, is this how this works? So that's and I think that's why I got very comfortable there, because it was like my work but also my social group was were those people, so,
and that helps.
So helpful. But, so I just want to say thanks to Grace for accepting this very bold,
the things you do during a pandemic.
Yeah, bold. what's it? weekly opportunity chat that we have to have, because sometimes it's kind of like, oh girl, what am I going to talk about? And it's been really good. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's really fun. And it's a nice thing to do every week.
Yeah, and I do know that we have several people who listen to us definitely every week, and I'm sure some people who listen to particular episodes. And
shout out to them.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey.
I do want to say hello to everybody who's been listening for a year. Congratulations, you've also made it to 1 year, and we will continue.
Yeah.
We have no plans of stopping. 1 year and done.
One and done. Thank you.
But yeah, if you have any suggestions of episodes that you would like us to talk about, or the etiquette of certain things.
Yeah.
We have covered 50 odd topics, or like whatever, 42 or topics or whatever we've done.
How bad are you at maths? 46.
But we had missed a couple episodes, and we've done
But this is episode 51, and we've done 5 get to know you.
Oh, look. Okay, calm down.
That's 51 takeaway 5.
Oh god, look. My year 7 maths class today was rough. I don't want to get into that. it was awful.
Oh, sorry, my year 12 maths class today was rough. So.
Damn. Anyway, congratulations. And we'll see everybody next week.
See you next time.
It's the 17th, so it will actually be Thursday. Thursday will be our...
One year. That's exciting.
So, well done to us.
Woohoo. Okay, and before we leave, I'm going to wrap up on a fun fact of bad etiquette.
Oh, yes, I love that.
So, bad manners, and this comes from a website called Munchable. Not sure how 100% accurate it is.
Yep.
But in China, it is considered rude to eat everything on your plate, as it is an indication that the host didn't offer you enough food. So...
Oh.
There you go.
So you have to leave something.
Yeah, even if it's like 3 grains of rice or something, I think. Like, as long as there's something left on your plate, that indicates that the host has filled you up.
I like that.
An example of bad etiquette.
Wow.
Yeah, or just weird etiquette. Well, not weird etiquette, but like different etiquette that's not.
I would say if I left something on my plate, it would, not rude, but just doesn't have that much significance, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Brilliant.
Thank you for listening.
All right.
Have a happy anniversary. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.